Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, one and all. Good evening, saints. Happy Wednesday. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Dr. Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here. And the Lord is here in our midst, because every time we gather together in his name, he comes to spend time with his people. He comes to fellowship. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? You know, people of other religions don't have that privilege nor that opportunity. They never get to experience the presence of the Lord. They just have this religious activity that they do. And then they decide to believe whatever it is they decide to believe. But they don't have a living relationship with the true and living God. They don't have that. We're the only ones that have that. Christians, true Christians, we're the only ones that have that. And so we should never take that for granted. Amen. It's such a holy, blessed, and precious situation and relationship that we should never take it for granted. Amen. It sets us apart from everyone else who's ever lived. Amen. Our God is so close to us. He loves us so much, so passionately and so intimately. We should always seek to find time to seek his face, to listen to his voice, to allow him to direct our lives, even in the most insignificant of matters as we look at it, because he really has our best interest in his heart. And we should receive it that way. Many times the Lord wants to do things in us, and we're hesitant and reluctant, but God is always right, saints. Don't forget that. God is always right. It's not possible for him to be wrong. So we end up arguing with ourselves and with our own doubts and unbelief. But God will come to our rescue if we allow him to. He will come to our rescue if we ask him to come and help us. Amen. He helped doubting Thomas. And he's no respecter of persons. Amen. Amen. And good evening and welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and worldwide. Amen? Regardless of your time zone, whenever you get here, we're here. Amen? And we meet on the Internet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. And wherever you are, you can listen too. So you say, well, we're going to go on a cruise. Well, guess what? We're already there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we invite you to get your King James Version of the Bible and your notepad and your ink pen or whatever it is you use and take notes with, and prepare your heart and get ready to hear from God, because you know he has a word for us. He's never left us, and he will never forsake us. Amen. So whatever's been going on in your day, it's time to set it aside, and it's time to make room for the Lord. Amen. Clear your table for the Lord. Make him your priority. Amen. Give him first place in your life. So let's go before the Lord, our God, in prayer. I want to remind you and encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive and actually all over the site and show you what he wants you to listen to. Sometimes the answer is right there in the archive. Many of you have discovered that the answer you needed was right in the archive. It's sitting there waiting on you to get there. Amen? Well, don't deprive yourself of that answer any longer. Hop in the archive with the Holy Spirit and let him teach you what you need to know. Amen? Overcoming is for the saints. Amen? That's right. Overcoming is for the saints in Jesus' name. So we just want to thank the Lord for his mercy and for his goodness, for his grace, and for his patience with the saints. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away all of our wretchedness and sin. We want to thank you for your tender mercies that are new every morning. We praise you. We bless you. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We honor you, Lord, and we lift you up. You are above all, and you are the Lord of our lives. We yield to you, Lord. We surrender ourselves to you. We come away from the world right now and away from other things that distract and enter in. And we focus our attention on you and on your word. We thank you for this opportunity, for this privilege. People all over the world are desiring such a privilege but don't have the opportunity to join with you, to hear from you, to be touched by you, to be moved by you, to be lifted up by you, even to be corrected by you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your very glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels. We thank you for every grace and every blessing that you have extended toward us, for every position that you have given us in your holy kingdom. We give you praise. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Word of God. And we thank you for each other, for the body of Christ. We thank you. We thank you because you say where two or three of us come together in your name, you come in the midst. And when we agree as touching anything, you'll do it. When we ask in faith believing and we come into agreement, you will do it. So we bless the name of Jesus Christ and we thank you, Father. The Bible says that if we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, that we shouldn't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. There's hope in the good words of the Lord. There's power in the good words of the Lord. The Bible says that if you spared not the natural branches, speaking of the Jewish race, the Israeli people, we need to pay attention lest you don't spare us. Because of your goodness and your severity, they received the severity because they refused to believe Jesus. But we have had an opportunity to receive your goodness. So we choose to continue in your goodness. Because we don't want to be cut off due to unbelief. We want to thank you, Lord, that the Bible says that if we are in sin and we turn away from our sin, that you'll remember that we turned away. You'll remember it, that we turned away. It'll be in your remembrance. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you, Lord, that you give us a perfectly good example in Scripture when Solomon turned his heart away from you and you became upset with him, very angry with him. Lord, we don't want to commit that sin. We don't want to come in agreement with that sin. We thank you, Lord, that as you saturate us with your word, that we can see more clearly the lies that the enemy has told us over the years of our lives. We understand what more and clearer what he has done to hurt us and to hurt others. And you're guarding us with your very spirit, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you that there, we know there's a roaring lion that's seeking whom he can devour. And you've helped us to learn how to resist him. Lord, help us not to be devourable in Jesus' name. Help us not to be devourable. Help us to be alert. Help us to be aware. Help us to be fully engaged, wearing our armor in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing spirits, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and all their attacks. We bind the Havana syndrome and the brain changes that are included, all the injuries and all remote viewing in Jesus' name. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and all mystic rituals and their intent. We thank you, Father, and we bind all these devils, every single one of them, and we forbid them to continue to attack the people of God in Jesus' name. We forbid them to attack the righteous. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Arabic, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic, and white magic, and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every wicked work that is worked on the planet in the name of Jesus. And we bind those wicked works, every single one. We bind it in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the black goo, the white, the gray goo, and all of the other goos in Jesus' name. All of the particles, all of the nanoparticles, we bind in Jesus' name. We forbid them to continue to attack the people of God in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind the cancel culture in Jesus' name. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind inattention, impulsivity, and the racing mind. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind every abomination that is committed, and we bind the power of the dog. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their web, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity and supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts logic, science, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirits of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid you to continually attack the body of Christ in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soul sacrifices. We bind all ruka si arigise di brusha. Yarukolele di andere brica de didio sandi gbruca de brusha le didia. Ruka sin di brisha le didia ka kushe de didia. Yarikise de brisha de didio sundere brica de didio suto. Lord, any witchcraft being sent to us by our neighbors, we bind it up in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we have taken a stand against in this ministry against witches and warlocks and shamans and sorcerers living next and close to us in Jesus' name. The Bible says that the fear of us should be upon them. So we thank you, Lord, that you honor your word. Ruka te diabresha la de Dios and diabrica de diande regise. Yarragata la rocoso toro breke te diabrushata. Yarrukule lelia san de diabrishata la broca de diande rabro. Yarraki de rocosa tarabrusha tarabriki. The unclean, rocosa tarabri, the abominable, rucotaraba. The wicked, ruka sita rabrisha tarabroca de diasa. Witchcraft, rusa taraba, cannot nest next to us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rusa da bruca de didia saharakata. Char rugusa de bruca de. It cannot nest next to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Risa da not at work. Ruco sotoro brisha de dio sotoro bare. Rica de bre not in the marketplace. Relelelelio sotoro bre. Risa da bruca de dio ondoro bruca de dio sotoro bruca de didia. Not at home. Rica si de bruca de didia. Rica si bababa shuta. Rugo helelelian sindi. Rica de rusula de dio sundara bruca de didia car rugota. Erisita da brica de dio sundere brisha de dio sultora bari. Reche de rabrosa le dio sur, cate gibrishutora bra. Kibo baba shundere amenese de rabrica de dio sunda. Arrecaha resi in Jesus' name. We command those spirits to be bound and we command them to move away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Move away from us in Jesus' name. Move away from us and never return in the name of Jesus Christ. Go away. There's no room for you near the righteous in Jesus' name. Rohalelele asan de rebrica de dio sur, racata rebrica de dio sur, racata rebrica de rebrucoturo baricete. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control,
nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your forgiveness for attempting to work our own solutions instead of waiting for you. Everybody repent in Jesus' name. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Molech, Basilic, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind all tumors in the name of Jesus. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual in the name of Jesus Christ. We destroy it from its very foundation in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ours from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, bullying, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. With the sword of the Spirit, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we cut ourselves free. We circumcise from ourselves all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, consents, oaths, garlands, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We loose ourselves from these things in Jesus' name. We destroy, break down, and annihilate all walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, sorcerers and the like. We break and destroy the power of any spell, any vex, hex, or curse, all witchcraft, all psychic warfare, fetishes, charms, voodoo, magic, sorcery, mind control, death, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, all psychic powers being sent against us, all psychic warfare being sent against us, candle burnings, incantations, chantings, pain, torment, sickness, destruction, crystals, root works, hoodoo, tribal rituals, and sins. And in Jesus' name, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it back wherever it came from, according to the scriptures in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull out our voodoo pins, needles, spears, and every fiery dart in the name of Jesus. And we cough up anything that was fed to us in a dream in Jesus' name. Thing that was fed to us in a dream in Jesus' name. We bind that wicked work and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody deep breath and cough. Everybody deep breath and cough. In Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit and holy fire to overflowing. Anything that was done to us by the enemy in our sleep or unawares, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it right back in the name of Jesus. All invasion into our dreams, we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Every invasion into our dream lives, we bind in the name of Jesus. We send it back and release it wherever it came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. All wickedness sent against us returns back where it came from, on the head of wherever it came from, in Jesus' name. All ill will expressed by anyone against us, we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. All cursing sent against us, we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant. All illnesses and diseases and ailments and maladies sent to us from any entity, it is returned now according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We send it back wherever it came from. It cannot stay here. We have holy vessels. Our vessels belong to the Lord. They are the property of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out now and go right back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Come up and out of everyone. Come out of our minds. Ooh, come out. Ooh, say that it also to the break. All confusion sent to our minds, we return it where it came from. For our God is not the author of confusion in Jesus' name. Come up and out of the saints. All confusion, all forgetfulness, you are bound in Jesus' name. Return where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Absent-mindedness, you're bound in the name of Jesus. All absent-mindedness, you're bound in the name of Jesus. We send you back to be released wherever you came from in Jesus' name. You didn't come from our God because we have the mind of Christ. And our God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We take hold on the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. Lord, the Bible says that you will help us. Therefore, we shall not be confounded. We thank you and we give you praise. Every affliction sent to us by the enemy, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and we return it. We return it wherever it came from in Jesus' name. It's not ours. We're in the kingdom. It's not of the kingdom. It's not ours. Jesus doesn't have it and we won't have it either. So we send it back wherever it came from in the name of Jesus according to the covenant. Every act of ungodliness that's been planned for us, we return it back on the heads of the devils that plan to bring it in Jesus' name. It's theirs, not ours. We loose ourselves from it, and we close the open door that's allowing it to come in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to block the pathway that the enemy is using to attempt to destroy us. In the name of Jesus Christ. All hazards placed in our way, on our path, whether we see them or not, Father, we return them where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ according to the covenant. We send every hazard, every blockage that's been placed in our way, Lord, by the enemy, we return it to the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. All these rodents and animals and creepy crawlies, that have been sent via the devil, we send them right back in the name of Jesus Christ. Return to sender, return to sender, return to sender in Jesus' name. Every attack goes back. Every attack goes back. Every attack goes back in Jesus' name. Every attack, every attack, every single attack goes back now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every trap, we break and destroy the trap. In Jesus' name, every lure, rusa tada, uncovered and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Risa tada broka de di Dios son tada breka de di diata tada. Rusa le Dios son tada breka de di Dios sohale. Risa le Dios son tada breka de di Dios son tada braka kakushata. Yarra kahatara breseti. Lord, any vine, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Any vine that has wrapped around your people, immobilizing your people, we unwrap it and send it back where it came from in Jesus' name. Go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Those demonic mosquitoes, we send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus. All the moon work, all the witchcraft done on the moon, sent against the body of Christ, we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus. You must go back in the name of Jesus. You must go back in the name of Jesus. Any weapon via the air, you must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Any weapon via the air, you must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Urra gasa tarabreke. Rusa de Dios sunda braka di dia tia rakata rabrosa le de dia. Risa de Dios suto rugoso to rubrisha. Yar kola le dia sande di brike di dio under braka di dio sunda braka. Shar rugosa tada brisa de dia ka der rikise de dio so. Risa de la dia sande di brike di dio sunda roko shite. I baba ba kushan da rabrosa le dio suto rubrisa de. I mama 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 kushan da dia sande da brok. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every single attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every single attack must go back in the name of Jesus. Even friendly fire, we send it back in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for clearing the atmosphere. We thank you for the blood of Jesus filling the atmosphere where we are, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus filling the atmosphere where we are, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We lift holy hands before you without wrath and without doubting. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We thank you for your holy angels that war with us, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, saints, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we need to do this. And I thank the Holy Spirit for prompting me to do this, you know, because the enemy does what the enemy does. Amen? The enemy does what the enemy does. And then we do what we do. Jesus is on our side. He's not on the enemy's side. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for everything that he's doing and everything that he has done. Amen. Our featured psalm for tonight is Psalm 23, Psalm 2-3. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8 is transference of spirit. We talked about that on Sunday, so I would encourage you all to read the book. You'll understand it a lot better if you do. Amen? Amen. So let me see if there are any other announcements that I can think of right now. Not right now, but the Lord will bring them to me. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Whenever they feed you something in a dream, puke that mess back out. That's not from Jesus. We're not required to hold on to that. They have no business invading your dream anyway. Send it back where it came from. Send it right back where it came from. That's not for you. Your Father in heaven did not send you that. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing here tonight. Amen. You see, we don't have religion. What we have is a relationship with the very God of the universe. Some people, all they have is religion. They've not made the change over to relationship. Amen? Amen. So, let's remember that. We don't have religion. We have relationship. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about a very important subject. Our God is our source. Our God is our source. And if you'll turn in your Bibles to Psalm 34, you'll turn in your Bibles to, how's the sound doing, Brother Bill? How's the sound doing? If you'll turn in your Bibles, thank you, to Psalm 34, we will begin. Amen? And I guess I need to do that too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 34, beginning with verse 9. Psalm 34, beginning with verse 9. God calls his people who reverence him to test his promises and see him move in loving kindness. Yes, that's what he does. Psalm 34, beginning with verse 9. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Reverence the Lord. He's talking to his saints. Directed, ye his saints, his people called by his name. Reverence the Lord, because there is no want to them that reverence him. You got lack, you got want. Well, how are you doing in reverencing the Lord? That's a good question to ask yourself. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. That's what the word says. And God can't lie. God encourages us to see and know for ourselves the abundance of his mercy. Now that's a lot. The abundance of his mercy. You see, most of the time we limit our believing to the things that we think affect mostly our natural life. But you see, if we do that, we limit God too much. That's right. We limit God too much. He's wanting to expand our understanding so that we will depend on him and trust him more. God has a lot more to offer than we give him credit for. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And we should actually put our faith in him in that way. But mostly we keep our little eyes fixed on what is right before us and what our immediate need is. But God wants to do so much more.
Amen. We need to think about that.
Those who belong to the Lord and reverence him obtain all that they need. That's right, of the gospel. Those who belong to the Lord. First, you have to belong to him. You see, there are people that are trying to hold on to their own lives for themselves. They haven't surrendered their lives to Jesus. Just because they say, I'm a Christian, does not mean that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. And reverence him. That's important. Reverencing the Lord. Remember, we did a sermon not too long ago about devotion to the Lord, that he wants us to grow in devotion to him. And he's going to help us get there. When we do this, we obtain all that we need from the Lord. It is most important to trust and to honor the Lord with full and complete obedience. Full and complete obedience. Very, very crucial. You see, when we do this, it demonstrates that we trust him. And it is an act of honoring the Lord. Jesus said, I always do those things that please him. Amen? So, we are called to fear the Lord and to worship him, to actually worship him with our lives. We're called to spend time worshiping him, not just in a public assembly, but when we're in our private time with the Lord. We're called to worship him and to continue to seek his face. Now, we all know of people who believe in God to get whatever it is they want. And they believe God till they get whatever it is they want. And the minute they get it, they forget about God. None of us have done that. You see, that means that you've attempted to use God to get what you want. There are people that way. They think it's all right to try to use somebody, but that's wickedness. That's wickedness. So, to encourage us on to fear our God and to seek him, we are promised that those who do so, even in this world of perpetual, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, even in that kind of a world, that those who obey the Lord and do what he says to do shall want no good thing. And if we ask for something good, he's not going to give us something bad. That's not God. That's not the Lord. The Bible promises, the Lord promises, that they shall have sufficient grace for support. We will have the grace that we need. We'll have the grace that we need. Yes, we will. God does not do that. He doesn't leave you dangling. If all of a sudden you perceive no grace, it's time to repent. Something's wrong. And for the material issues of this life, they shall have what is necessary. You see, God already knows what we need before we find out that we need it. And he's prepared to supply the need. But we must see him as our source. One of the problems a lot of people have when they have employment, so to speak, or a source of funding, they begin to look at that source of funding or that channel of funding as their source. But that would be wrong. That would be wrong. God himself is our source. He is the source of every good and perfect gift that we receive. He is the source of every blessing and all bounty. He makes the sun and the rain for the evil and the good alike. He supplies the need. If you're an ant, he supplies the need. If you're a giraffe, he supplies the need. If you're a lion, he supplies the need. If you're a caterpillar, he supplies the need. If you're a human, he supplies the need. If you're grass, if you're a flower, if you're a tree, he supplies the need. If you're a cloud, he supplies the need. You see, everything God created, he takes care of. It's his world. Thing that he made, he supplies the need that it has. That's right. That's how our God is. So, in Judges chapter 15, Judges chapter 15, beginning with verse 14, we get a picture of God supplying a need. And this happened to be an incident with Samson. So we're going to pick up in verse 14, and we're going to see how God supplied a need for Samson. In verse 14 it reads, "And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him." They were ready to attack. "And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hand. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew a thousand men therewith." That's a lot of people. "And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass, I have slain 1,000 men." Well, so you see, he had a very spiritual need. He had a need against the enemy. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him and enabled him to obtain the victory. Let's go down a little further. He was empowered and enabled to overcome in this situation by the Spirit of the Lord. So, at the end of his speaking, he threw the jawbone out of his hand. And after all of that activity, in verse 18, he was thirsty. He was extremely thirsty. And he called on the Lord and said, "Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised?" Verse 19, "But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived." Now, God refreshed, revived,
and gave him natural hydration. So God's done things spiritually here. God's done things naturally here in supplying the need of Samson. Well, since God is no respecter of persons, we should know that he will do this for us as well. When we have a need, God will come to our rescue. Samson was endued with spiritual power and natural refreshing. So it's not as if God only does things spiritually and doesn't do things naturally. That's just not so. Look at the fruit trees. Look at the fruit trees. They're primarily there for man to eat. Look at all the plants that grow in the garden that we can eat. They're there to feed us and to sustain us. We've got corn, we've got beans, we've got peas. We've just got a lushness, a richness, a provision, even just with food. We have an abundance of provision. In fact, when God brings people into the earth realm, he has already provided for them. Now, we know that there's this thing called greed and covetousness. But you see, that's man's will being interjected. But God provides sufficiently. It's not short on his end. He provides. He's a provider. That's what you need to know about the Lord. He is a provider. His name says so. He is a provider, and he is our provider. He provides everything that we need. He has given us all things that pertain to life and to godly living. Amen? And we ought to know that. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 31. So what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If you remember from the Old Testament, when the Israelites were out in the wilderness, God brought them quail. He brought them manna. He gave them protection. He gave them heat. He gave them water out of a rock. Their clothes didn't wear out. He provided for them. He provides for us today. So if you're being challenged in that way now, you should try to remember the truth. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7 says, that for the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Well, if that was the covenant for them, and we have a better covenant based on better promises, we should lack nothing. Amen? We should lack nothing. In Psalm 68, verse 19. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord,
who daily loadeth us with benefit. It doesn't say every other week. It doesn't say when the train comes to town. He says he loads us daily with benefit, even the God of our salvation. That's who blesses us. He is our source. Your source is not the company that you work for. Your source is the Lord himself. Amen. Whatever you need, he has it. Now, in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, we have an interesting statement from the Lord. He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. That's right, tithes, T-I-T-H-E-S, tithes, into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You know, there are Christians who have gainful employment that somebody prayed for them to receive that don't tithe. They're God robbers. They steal from God. That's right. You see, God has already decided how he wants to be worshipped. Part of the worship of God is paying tithes and giving offering. Some people have decided that that's all Old Testament and it just doesn't apply to us. Well, I have news for you. The God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. And when it applies to him, it applies where it's old or new. Malachi, verse 3, let's start at verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Well, the answer to that is yes. The answer to that is yes. Y-E-S. Yet ye have robbed me. That's how God looks at it. Ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? God gives the answer, in tithes and offerings, plural on each, in tithes and offerings. Now, if you want to be cursed, all you have to do is decide that you're not going to pay tithes and give offering. I guarantee you, you will be cursed because God says so. And he means it. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. You have stolen from God. That's not right, saints. That's not righteousness. That's not holiness. That's not how you have a good relationship with the Lord. So God gives the solution to the problem. He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there might be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. The devourer won't get to eat up all the fruit of your labor. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, you know God was being extremely, extremely generous because he didn't have to do all that. He chose to do it. Here, God comes and confronts the people and says, you're stealing from me. And then they want to pretend that they don't know what they're doing. They do know. Turn. Come back to me, you backslidden. Come back. And do the right thing, and I will bless you. Now, for those of you who do not know or have never heard or learned, I will tell you about tithes. Tithes are 10% off the gross, not the net, the gross of whatever you receive from your business endeavors or employment or however you bring your, however your income comes in. 10% off the top before the insurance, before Uncle Sam, before whoever it is in whatever country you're living in, however the government deducts from your check, before all of that, off the top, 10% belongs to God. It is not yours. Actually, all of it is his. Every penny of it's his. All of it belongs to him. But he allows you to use it, to have it, for your own needs. But he tells you, give me 10% of it. All right? Now, you have to decide if you're going to trust God and obey him. As good as God has been to you, that shouldn't be a decision, but some people struggle with it. So I'm going to tell you that the 90% with God's blessing goes further than the 100% and the curse. There, quite simple. He also talks about offerings in this passage. Offerings. They're called in the Old Testament free will offering. It's of your own free will. One particular kind of offering, I'm just going to pick one, is a thank offering. Well, what's a thank offering? It means God's done something wonderful and special in your life, and you want to say thank you in a very tangible way. So you give an offering to the Lord via the church in thanksgiving for whatever it is God has done for you. That's just one kind. Then you know about the offering that we ask sometimes, but that's for the poor or the needy. Well, that's almsgiving, when you give to the needy and the poor. Offerings are when there's a specific cause, and I haven't done, I don't think, but one of those since I've been pastor. Pastor Pat did a few. There was a particular need. She announced the need, and she left it up to people to listen to the Lord and decide how to respond. Amen. So God says that when you try to hoard to yourself every little cent and dime or whatever it is that you get, and you aren't going to share, you aren't going to be a blessing, you aren't going to act like him and walk in his character and nature, you're going to carry a curse. It's very simple. If you don't want the curse, then obey God. There. That's it. You see, people who decide that they're not going to do that have a problem. They have a problem. And repentance is the answer. Amen? James chapter 1, verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness. You see, God doesn't shift back and forth, neither shadow of turning. He's not a sometimey friend. He's constant and faithful and steadfast, and he calls us to be also. Psalm 24, verse 1. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof,
the world, and they that dwell therein. So all of it belongs to God anyway. All of it. You didn't create any of it. And he only asks for part of what is his own. How simple that is. You know, I was talking to some believers this week, and I was explaining to them that I've been giving specifically into God's kingdom since I was about, how old was that? 1 and a half. Since I was real little, I've been giving that long. And we had a little conversation about some of the blessings that the Lord has blessed me with to explain the point. But you see, there's a blessing when you start young giving to the Lord. Parents should teach their children to give when they're young. You have history with God in giving. Mm-hmm. You know, out of my allowance, I would give. I didn't wait till I had a job. Out of my allowance, I would give in church. So I encourage you as parents and grandparents and aunties and godparents and whatever to teach the truth. Teach godly principles at every opportunity, because surely they're not going to get it in the world. Amen? Amen. Exodus 19, verse 5. Exodus 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. All the earth is mine. I know you heard about all these different groups that actually think that the earth belongs to them, but they're still wrong. And you know they are. In fact, you didn't even need me to tell you that. You know that they are wrong. When we find ourselves in distressing situations, we must learn to move forward in faith in our God and in his promises to us. You see, we have to learn how to take hold of the promises, how to embrace them into our daily living. You know, there have been times in my life where I was facing a particular scripture, a situation, and I would take a particular scripture and decide that that was the instrument of war that I was going to use in that situation. And I would go around proclaiming that scripture all the time in that situation. And I would encourage you to do the same. The Holy Spirit will give you a scripture if you ask him. And if you keep using that scripture, it will bury itself deep within your spirit. And when you need it, it will rise up against the enemy. Even times when your mind is on something else, that scripture will just come right up out of your spirit and out of your mouth, and it will attack the enemy in Jesus' name. That's why we put the word in our heart so that we won't sin against the Lord. We won't vacillate into the flesh. Amen? Amen. So, we must come to know our God. That's important. We must learn through trials and troubles that he can be fully trusted and relied upon. Some people have not had a lot of trust in their lives, and so they are suspicious and skeptical about everybody and everything. But you see, you must learn
to trust the Lord. It's a process. It's a moving forward, growing process. Even if you trusted the Lord before, there will be challenging situations to cause you to grow and trust the Lord even more. That's important. It's nothing like a seasoned saint, somebody that has trusted the Lord just about all of their life, come to a situation later on in their years, and it's a challenge to them. They know the word. They know what God has done. They know what God will do, but still they find a challenge. And so they have to rise up in faith to deal with the challenge and trust the Lord all the more. It's a sad, sad situation to see someone that's been going to church for the majority of their life on a regular basis, and then when something happens to them physically and they end up in the hospital and you come to see them and you can't find any faith in them anywhere. You talk to them, you attempt to begin to minister to them, and there's just no faith arising in them anywhere. It's a very sad situation. The same scriptures that work outside of the hospital work in the hospital. He's the same God. He doesn't change. You see, usually what the problem is, they've leaned on the medical community instead of developing their faith. That's not to say that you can't use the medical community and have faith. What it is to say is that you cannot solely rely on the medical community and fail to develop in your faith sufficiently. That's what that means. You must needs be have faith in God and in his power. Because the medical community does not have the answers to everything, but our God does. Amen? Our God does. Even Job, after all of the years that he had served the Lord faithfully, he was allowed to experience want in many areas of his life all at once. Job emerged from his troubles with a greater revelation and understanding of our God. Job chapter 42, verse 2. Job chapter 42, verse 2. It wasn't that Job did not know the Lord, but areas of blindness in his life were healed through his experience. Job 42, verse 2. Job said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Job confessed to the Lord, I know you can do everything. Can you say that and mean it? Can you? Maybe you can say it superficially, but can you say it via the word and experience? In verse 5, Job said, Job 42, verse 5, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. I've heard of your great doings, God. I've heard of them. But now that I'm going through this experience, I'm having this tribulation, this trouble, and I'm going through this experience, now I can see you. Now my eye seeth thee. In other words, he didn't see God that way before, but now he can. At the beginning, Job justified himself and his argument with God. But at the end of his trial, Job appreciated God much more, and he could understand his own fault. His fault humbled him all the more. You see, saints, Job's trial was severe, but what he gained in relationship to our God was far greater. Book learning is good, but practical experience based on that learning does so much, much more. Every saint must have an experiential knowledge of our God and his ways for themselves. You see, I could sit there and listen to my grandmother talk about the time that the Lord did miracles in her life and enjoy them every time she told me about them. But it wasn't the same as when I began to see God work miracles in my life. You see, I heard about his doing by the ear. But once I experienced it for myself, I could see. And I could understand. And I appreciate even more. Amen? You see, all of us must have this in our lives. It doesn't matter what your age is. Each of us must have places in our lives that we can document and prove the Lord's goodness in our own Christian experience. That's why we encourage you to put your testimonies in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. It is full documentation recorded in heaven and on earth that God has moved in your life. You have an active and viable relationship with him that produces change. It brings forth his power and his grace and his glory in your life or in the life of the person you're praying for. Amen. Our doubt must be processed out of us. That's right, so to speak. We have to get rid of our doubts. They have to leave. They can't stay. Because if we're in doubt, we're not in faith. Amen? And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Our doubts must be shown to be false. They must be dissolved. The truth of God's word must triumph in our hearts. That's right. His word must triumph in our heart. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 29, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 29, and seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. You see, a doubtful mind is a double mind. And a double mind should not expect to receive anything of the Lord. That's what the scriptures say. So you've got to come to the place where you choose where you will stand. Either you're going to remain in the doubt and unbelief, or you're going to have faith and belief. You can't have both. Something's got to go. Amen? If you're going to get results, something's got to go. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, 5, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now, do you believe that? Do you really? Think about it. In 2 Chronicles, verse 20, Jehoshaphat said some words that we all need to hear. He said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You should meditate on those words. God has something to say to us. It's important to pay attention to the testimony of the saints. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23, Mark, chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus speaking said, if thou canst believe, if you can just believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. It does not say all things are possible to him who has a lot of doubt. It says all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. So at some point, we have to move away from doubt and move into faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Jesus speaking, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. There it is. He was very straightforward and to the point. Whatever it is that you're wanting, when you pray, believe that you receive it right then and there. Not when you have it in your hand. When you pray, believe that you receive it. And then you shall have it. You see, the believing comes before the receiving. It's not the other way around. The believing must come first. It's crucial. Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Been to this passage before, but we're going to go through again. Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 22. Therefore, Jesus speaking, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Yes, that means you'll have to use 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. and cast down those imaginations. You'll have to use 1 Peter 5:7 and cast your cares upon the Lord. Yes, you will have to do that. Take no thought for your life. And we all do that wrong. But we're growing. We're going to do better. What you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. That's what he said. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment, more than clothes. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They do not go to work on a job. They don't sit behind a desk and do anything for anybody under any circumstances. Which neither have a storehouse nor a barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowl? God has determined that you're better than the bird. So if he feeds them, why can't you believe that he'll take care of you? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature 1 cubit? You can't add an inch to yourself by taking thought. That just doesn't work. Now, around the girth, you know, we add inches without thinking. Why? Because we go to the refrigerator and put it in. If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Why burden yourself with all of that if you can't do the least thing? Jesus is trying to reason with us. He says, consider the lilies, how they grow. I can tell you how they grow. They grow wherever they are. It doesn't matter where. They just grow wherever they are. They don't toil. They don't have a car with gasoline to go to a job, to get out and work all day, get off at the end of the day and come home. They don't do that. You've never seen one do that. They don't spin. They don't sit behind a sewing machine or a weaving machine or anything else or any other kind of machine to do anything. And yet I say unto you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, Solomon was a good dresser. He was a fine dresser. But he couldn't outdo a lily. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? O ye of little faith. I think we need to work on that O ye of little faith part. I think we all do. And seek ye not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. Neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Come out of doubt. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. He's not lost on the picture. He clearly understands. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put God first. Put God first. Oh, I put God first. Well, and you're still playing lotto? Amen. We're going there. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. If he's giving you the kingdom, he's adding these things unto you, then why do you have to take a chance on losing your money with the lotto? I don't get that. Do you? Explain it to me. Send me an email at gproom@outlook.com and explain it to me. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, you see, saints, God has an answer
for everything. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. There you have it right there. An evil heart of unbelief. Why? Because in unbelief you depart from the living God. That's what you do. You're not drawing close to him. You're departing from him. And he calls that heart an evil heart. That's how God sees it. And that's the only way to see it. In Romans chapter 4, verse 20, Romans chapter 4, verse 20, speaking of Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. God made him a promise that Abraham was not able to fulfill on his own. He couldn't do it. He was just going to have to believe God and hold on till God did it. He couldn't make it happen if he wanted to, but was strong in faith, not weak in faith, strong in faith, giving glory to God. How? By being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. So do you believe God's promises, and do you believe that he can do them? Those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you believe that God can do what he says he can do? Take your time answering that, because God's listening, and you want to make sure you're telling the truth. The Gospel of John, chapter 20. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 29. Jesus said to Thomas, you remember Thomas? Thomas was the one that was not there the first time Jesus appeared to the disciples after he had risen from the dead. He wasn't there that time. But he was at the crucifixion, and he had watched Jesus die on the cross. And that was so traumatic to him, as it was to all of them, that when he heard them talking about Jesus having risen from the dead, he refused to believe it. He just refused. Let's go there and look at that. He refused to believe it. He said, nope, I'm not believing that. I know what I saw. I know what I saw. At verse 24, John 20, verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. You see, believing is a choice. You decide to believe. That's right. It's a decision that you make. It's not a feeling. It's a choice and a decision. It's a persuasion. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. Be not faithless, but instead believing. So, if you're not believing, you're not in faith. Amen. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Which means you can believe without seeing it in the natural first. It's up to you. This is a whosoever will faith. It's up to you. Psalm 145, verse Psalm 145, verse 15. All the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. See, it's God who is our source. Our God is our source. He provides whatever we need. We need to reverence him, to obey him, and to trust him. Psalm 37, verse 25. Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now, the righteous are not forsaken. And the seed of the righteous shouldn't be begging bread at all. Why? Because there's provision for them. Because they are the seed of the righteous. Philippians 4:19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, you know, I've seen a lot of saints wanting to use this scripture when they need something. But I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter, Philippians chapter 4, and find out the background behind this. Amen? You can't just grab a scripture from, you know, that you have heard that you really don't know much about, and you say, okay, I'm just going to use it. No, read the whole chapter. And find out the setting for this scripture. Amen? Your faith needs to be grounded in the word. So, what have you chosen to believe? Only you can answer that. Do you still have doubt? Do you question his loving care? Are you afraid to believe his word? Are you relying on some past experience that was not based in biblical faith? Is that where you are? Well, rest assured that the Lord will provide for you. He is faithful even when we are not. You see, he remains faithful.
We have a tendency to vacillate. But God is faithful regardless. He doesn't vacillate or waver. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. See there, it's settled. It's already established. That's it. That is it. Learn to trust him. Learn to trust him. Allow the flesh to be stripped away. In this ministry, God will not allow you to live and walk in the superficial behaviors that you have witnessed in some other believers. You know what I mean by that, and you know what the Lord means by that. You know a lot of what they do is really superficial. It hasn't really sunk down into them. The real weight of it hasn't come to them. You know what I mean. We must needs be allow the word of God to become flesh to us. The word of God must become just as real and more important than all of life that we have experienced until now. This is the end of things that we are experiencing in the world. So Jesus Christ must become life and breath to us. He must become life and breath to us. It can't just be words on a page. It has to be a living experience. It's very important. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Saints, note that the unbelieving go there too. I'm going to ask you again, what have you chosen to believe? Amen? Amen. God bless you. I know that you heard from the Lord tonight. Now, do something with what you've heard. Amen? Do something with what you've heard. Amen. Brother Bill, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful, Pastor. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for all these wonderful testimonies we have tonight, and I can't wait to share them. Reverend P. put a prayer request in the prayer room and said, praise God, I asked for prayer to sell a machine, and it just sold. Thank you, Lord. See, saints, it don't matter what it is, put your request in the prayer room, and Jesus will help you. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful anointed prayer room. Thank you, Lord. We can go there, and you'll send somebody up there 24/7 to get in agreement with our prayer. Caroline has a praise report. My blood, the doctor said, my blood is clean. Now I have to do an eye test. Thank you. God is just so often, he's showing me how strong he is on my behalf. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Dana has a praise report. Praise God for his mercies, which endure forever. While praying and afterwards, I received so much deliverance. I got the breakthrough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. We just praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise. I was listening to the prayer against invisible walls on Blog Talk that Dr. Pat did, and did a prayer of asking the Holy Spirit to show us what we need to remove in our house. Immediately, I saw a music box my mom gave me and saw there were two upside-down stars on it, meaning black magic. And praise you, Lord. And Robert's testimony confirmed, so I got rid of that thing. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you for that. See, saints, Dina's going back into the archives like the pastor keeps asking you to do, and the Holy Ghost will show you exactly what you need. It's all there for you. There are over 1,000 sermons there. There is anything you would ever need, and the Holy Ghost can guide you just to what you need. We praise you for that too, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. In case this praise, I thank God for delivering me from my sin, the curse, and the family spirits of a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal this morning. Your mercies are new every day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We just praise you. And AK says a praise report during the deliverance. When Pastor was praying, I received so much deliverance. I felt the sensation to cough and cough many, many times. Praise you, Lord. You're delivering our children, too. Grace has a praise report. Giving the Lord praise for protecting my sister Janita and I from a vehicle accident while traveling. Praise you, Lord. Just praise you for that. See, saints, every time you get in your vehicle, bind the accident spirit, and the Lord will protect you. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. RT has a praise report. Thank you, saints. My God continually is blessing and he'll keep you. Thank you for standing in agreement with me. My eldest daughter was called to a full-time job. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. And AK has a praise report. Last night, my dad and I prayed together concerning me being bullied by the neighborhood children. Today around 9:30, I was taking out the trash. One of the girls who picks on me was coming up the stairs to knock on my door, then run away. She sprinted away. I chased her and told her not to do it again. And that was the second time that if she did it, it would be there waiting for her. Praise you, Lord. She got freaked out. Thank God this is an opportunity. And thank you, Lord, that you're changing things. Praise you for that, Lord. NK says, praise God. To Jesus be the glory for all the MIC prayers regarding AK's request handling the bully God's way. And, you know, since placing the request, it was clearly manifested that schizo and deeply rooted double-minded spirits and rejection, rebellion, and unforgiveness, God supernaturally maintained my composure during AK's long fit, and now AK is doing better. Thank you, Lord. He's repenting and doing better. KK has a praise report. The Lord has begun to redeem what the enemy had stolen from my relationship with AK and offer new opportunities. Saints, you have to pray for your children. You got to keep them covered under the blood. And we praise you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in that family. Awesome. Amori has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for the good report. I received a negative COVID test today, and I can return to work. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Laura says the cat was found to Jesus, and saints for praying. See? She lost her cat, put a prayer request in that prayer room, and Jesus brought the kitty back. It was found. Thank you for that, Lord. We praise you, even our pets. Gladys has a praise report. I received a collection letter, a doctor bill I never saw, and it was over $1,000, and the insurance company found out that the doctor couldn't charge it because it was in an emergency room, and they're dealing with him. Thank you, Lord, for all that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You turned it around, Lord Jesus, to make it good on her behalf. And Grace has a praise report. Truly my soul waited upon God. For him cometh my salvation. He is my only rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for being my defense when I needed you. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And in cases, praise God for continually to protect us, delivering us, helping us, healing us, providing, teaching, and correcting us. Who else is worthy to be praised? Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Saints, whenever the Lord corrects you, don't run off. Just take it, repent, and move on, and it will be so much easier for you. He does it in such a nice way. Nina has a praise report. Thank you, both my daughter and I tested negative for COVID. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. We praise you, Lord. Now, saints, you've got to listen to what Robert has been doing. He has been getting in agreement with these prayers whenever Pastor Sabrina prays. I keep posting that in there for y'all to do that. If you will come up, get in agreement, because she is tearing down principalities and witchcraft and everything that you're going through. The Holy Spirit is guiding her. And if you will, if all of us are in agreement in a group, your warfare gets so much easier. And listen to this. Hey, guys, I've been coming up on here giving some small testimonies and been coming in agreement with the prayers as the warfare has gotten a lot lighter. I've been asking God to make me more sensitive in the spirit so I can be more alert. I ended up taking a nap, and I woke up smelling sage or some sort of incense, something trying to get near me. And all I said was, I return it back on your head. And I didn't even open my eyes, and whatever it was left. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And listen to what else he's been doing. Also, my brother's been a lot more respectful since I started binding his devils and whatever is in me. Also, cutting the ley lines, the communications, and gagging their mouths with the blood of Jesus and forbidding them from communicating one to another. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, Robert is learning warfare here. He is overcoming. He's changing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And we give you praise. See, saints, if you'll do what the pastor tells you to do, you'll be an overcomer too. And we praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Edith says, giving God all the praise. She had put a prayer request in the prayer room. She had some food stuck in her esophagus. And she says, my food went down my esophagus after being lodging there for more than an hour. I had to go to the emergency room a couple of years ago, but not this time. I put my prayer request in the prayer room, and thank you for your prayers. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Lena has a praise report. She was on her way to work. She was at the subway, and she saw a gentleman falling onto the train track. And so the workers and her saw a train coming from the other direction. This is in the subway, and it was scheduled. So we were warning him, and he was able to get up. And finally, he came out and praised the Lord that I wasn't there early like I usually was. And I was able to pray, and the Lord spared that man's life. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. That's awesome. Just praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. This happened a couple of years ago, but this is a great testimony because the Lord brought it to my attention this year. When I was bullied as a child, I went to the Lord and he gave me Psalms 27, 1 through 2, and I memorized it and said it when in fear. This happened to me years ago by a sibling who I love dearly and since have forgiven years ago. But this time I ran from her, and she stumbled and fell and busted a window out of a shoe and got into trouble. She never hit me again. It took years, but that season did end. I really think it had prepared me for my adult bullying going on now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that. You're showing us how to turn the other cheek, but how to pray and overcome the devil. Thank you for that. And Lena has another testimony that Ted and Gerald got born again. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you for another couple of saints coming into the kingdom. Yes, and Lord, for him has a praise report. He did it again. The Lord Jesus sent helpers to assist me in getting property refinanced at a very low interest rate yesterday. Wow. And it was with a company who had erroneously reported late payments on my credit bureaus. But we prayed about getting this fixed, and he did it. All three scores are at the highest ever. Oh, thank you, Lord. They're at the highest tier, even better than it was before. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See, whatever you pray about, you can't limit Jesus. He'll do it. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And these are wonderful testimonies, Pastor Sabrina. The saints are growing. And just praise you, Lord Jesus. I command everything's within me to just praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, Lord, for these wonderful testimonies. And now back to you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Those are some wonderful testimonies, saints. I'm so proud of your growth in the Lord. Amen. Amen. He's really moving on our behalf. And I want to thank him for doing so. Amen. Because God loves his people. And I'm particularly proud about the bullying situation. You know, this has been going on, I suppose, as long as there have been children. There's always been somebody to bully and somebody to be bullied. And so I'm happy to hear that our children are standing up in faith in this situation and putting the devil to flight. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're only supposed to see the backside of the devil running away. Amen? So I want to encourage everyone that's being bullied to stand up to the devil. Don't let him just plow over you. You belong to Jesus Christ, the overcomer. And the overcomer lives in you. So it's your time to overcome in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. You're not a lesser than, not at all. You're born of the Spirit of God. You're born of the Word of God. The Word of God overcomes. The Spirit of God overcomes. You overcome too. Amen. Regardless to how old you are or how young you are or what the situation is, the Lord has made provision for each of us to overcome in every situation. Amen? So let's keep praying for one another and coming into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and coming into agreement with one another. That support is needful. It's needful for everyone. Amen? Well, you say, well, my life is doing all right now. Keep living. Something else will come up. Keep living. Amen? If it's not your turn today, then support your brothers and sisters in prayer, because the day comes when it's your turn again. Amen? And that's the way it is in life. So we want to thank the Lord for all these wonderful testimonies. They are truly a blessing to anyone who listens and participates. And some of you are there with testimonies that you haven't put in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We need your testimonies, amen? the Lord is moved and is moving in your life. We need your testimonies. That's right. Let's tell what the Lord has done, because God's always doing things. In fact, even this past weekend, the Lord and I agreed on a certain task for me to do that I hadn't done in almost 20 years. And I could barely remember where to begin with it. But he walked me through it step by step, and it was very successful in the end. Amen? You see, the Lord helps us to overcome all of our challenges, all of them, every single one of our challenges. Amen? So if you have a challenge, don't back down and run away. That's not the way of the Lord. Find out what the Lord wants you to do. That's right. Find out what the Lord wants you to do, and then do that. Don't run from it. That's not going to help. It's not going to solve it. Amen? It's not going to solve it. So by all means, face it with the Lord. We all have challenges. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are. We all have challenges. But don't run away from yours. God is there with you. Amen? God is there with you. He will help you. He's here to help us. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He helps us. Amen? So we don't have to turn and run. We can face it every single time in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go to our guest call-ins for a bit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Christians who have been attacked with the COVID-19 Delta variant, who have been previously vaccinated. Isha, kurra katara brisha, runga dada brisha dada diosun dada brise de roshita dada bruka, yar gisha dada brisa dada dian dada braka le diosi dada bris, kusha le dada oka dada brisa dada brika dada dion dada braka dada diaka, yar gusa dada brisha dada diosa dada bris, yar gisha isha bababa kutu dada brisa dada diaka sata dada bris, yar gusa dada brisa dada dion dada braka le diosa ta, yar gusha dada bruka dada rugosa dada brisa dada brika de, yar gusha dada diosa dada braka le diosa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for saving those lives. We take authority, dominion, and power over the enemy, the thief, that's attempting to steal the lives of believers by attacking them in their bodies with the pandemic malady, with this assassin spirit that has been released. We send it back to the enemy. Because that's where it came from. It did not come from our Savior. We send it back now in the name of Jesus Christ. It goes back to the enemy. It's his. It's not of God. So we speak to it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the Christians who are being attacked this way in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Rusala, and we speak life to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life to them. We bind that COVID variant 19 Delta and all the other ones they have lined up right behind it. We bind that assassin spirit in Jesus' name. We command it to come up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus. Come up and out and go back where you came from in Jesus' name. Every attack goes back. Every attack goes back.
Every attack goes back. Every attack goes back in Jesus' name. Rusa de la brica de Dios sunda la brie, yeta la brica de Dios sunda la brica de Dios sunda. Yarrikia rocole de Dios sunda la brica de Dios. Every attack goes back. Every attack goes back. Every attack goes back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every single attack goes back in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to wrap those ones in the blood stripes of Jesus Christ because he died for them to be healed. By his stripes, they have been healed. We ask for your mercy and your grace, Father, that they might access their healing through the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold, devil. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Come out of the nostrils. Come out of the breath. COVID, come out of the people of God in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, for your abundance of mercy and love and grace. We ask you, Lord, to restore health in Jesus' name. Restore well-being in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal. We bind all inflammation in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We bind all inflammation. We bind all inflammation in Jesus' name. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for your compassionate love, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. We have a call that I don't have a phone number for on the air now. In a second.
Hi, Pastor.
In Jesus' name. Hi.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm well, thank you. You were talking about faith a bit earlier, and I usually try to get through, and I don't usually get through, but I said to myself that today I will get through. So I really stood on it. But I wanted to ask for prayer. So I've been going through witchcraft attacks since I was 10, and I've just been having dreams, and I've been having like nightmares throughout this whole year and last year, and I just gave my life to Christ. And I had like dreams of being fed in my dreams, and when I wake up, I feel like snakes moving my body. I'd wake up like extremely tired after like a long night of sleep. I'm dreaming that I have male genitalia, even though I'm female, and like bleeding from my private parts, and just having like negative cycles and being given strange money in the dreams and being chased and shot at and seeing hundreds of birds and flies and crabs and having my hair cut and interacting with dead people giving me rotten fruits. Could I have some prayer, please?
Surely. Tell me
Thank
first.
You.
Is there anyone in your family line that's in the Masonic order, male or female, witchcraft coming down the family line?
My family don't really speak to each other, but my mom's a Jehovah's Witness, so that's as much as I know.
All right. Your mom said she was involved in witchcraft?
No, she just got her horoscope read. That's as far as I know.
Okay. All right. Okay, the Lord says there's more, but you just don't know about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever participated in the occult or in witchcraft through music, through movies, through any kind of participation at all?
I believe so, like tarot reading and meditation.
Mhm.
I can't recall anything else, but yeah.
Horoscope?
Yeah, horoscopes.
All right. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Okay, okay. Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I repent.
I repent.
And turn away from.
And turn away from.
Forever.
Forever.
My involvement in.
My involvement in.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Tarot reading.
Tarot reading.
Horoscopes.
Horoscopes.
Meditations.
Meditations.
And any other thing that I may have done.
And any other thing that I may have done.
That was not pleasing in your sight.
That was not pleasing in your sight.
I also repent and turn away from.
I also repent and turn away from.
All of the family involvement.
All of the family involvement.
Of my ancestors.
Of my ancestors.
And the occult.
And the occult.
And witchcraft.
And witchcraft.
And all other things that do not please you.
And all other things that do not please you.
I ask for your full forgiveness, Lord Jesus.
I ask for your full forgiveness, Lord Jesus.
I ask you to deliver me, heal me, and set me free.
I ask that you deliver me, heal me, and set me free.
I give you all of my love.
I give you all of my love.
My life.
My life.
And my loyalty.
And my loyalty.
Jesus Christ is my God.
Jesus Christ is my God.
And he died on the cross for my sins.
And he died on the cross for my sin.
And I receive his sacrifice for me.
And I receive his sacrifice for me.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come live in my heart.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come live in my heart.
And to be my personal Savior and the Lord of my life.
And to be my personal Savior and the Lord of my life.
All right, saints, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, we circumcise from our sister every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare of the devil in Jesus' name. We circumcise from her all soul ties, all oaths, all covenants, all vows, all agreements. With the demonic realm, we cut away every garland, every ley line, every silver cord, every ungodly soul tie in the name of Jesus Christ, and we cauterize the ends. Lord, we ask that you reconnect her to you where she was once connected to Satan and his kingdom. Repeat after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I want nothing to do with Satan.
I want nothing to do with Satan.
His power or his kingdom.
His power or his kingdom.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over all of the spirits that entered her at conception in Jesus' name. Now say, Father, I forgive.
Father, I forgive.
Everyone who has ever sinned against me.
Everyone who has ever sinned against me.
Or my family.
All my family.
And that includes me.
And that includes me.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit from the Marine Kingdom and any other kingdom that has attacked this sister in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to come up and out of her now. Come out of her now. Take a deep breath and cough. Every witchcraft spirit, you are bound in Jesus' name. Coming down the family line, come up and out of her, go into the spiritual cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring, linking angels to war against these devils that have been warring against her in the name of Jesus. Every Masonic tie is destroyed in the fire of God in Jesus' name. Every Masonic tie, every dedication, every ritual, keep coughing. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic act, every ritual, every prayer, every dedication is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of this manifestations and outworkings, it's bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Every water spirit, every marine spirit, her ties with the marine kingdom, we sever with the sword of the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Holy fire on these spirits. You're bound. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of the dream. Come out of the dreams. Come out of the mind. Come out of the sexual organs in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the heart. Come out of the spirit. Come out of the soul. Come out of the imagination. We bind fantasy. I am make-believe in her life. In Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out. We uproot all deception, all lies, all deceit in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. All make-believe. All make-believe characters. All comic characters, all childhood characters, come up and out, bound in Jesus' name. Especially her favorite ones, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Childhood imaginations, we bind in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. We curse you with the fruit, the way Jesus cursed the fig tree. Cursed in Jesus' name. You bear fruit no more. Come up and out. We uproot you now. Go into the cage. Down to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all her strong men and the strong men in her family, and we chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. All the underlings, all the underlings, all the angels, bound and chained to the strong men. All the strong men, come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. Come out of her. Come out of her now. Every lust is bound. Every lust is bound in Jesus' name. Incubus and succubus, you're bound. Asmodeus and Osmodeus, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you presently dating someone?
No.
Have you been dating someone in the past, say, couple of years?
Yeah.
Okay, what's with that?
Well, I got into a relationship with this not nice guy, and basically the relationship led to me going in prison, and we never really broke up. So I went to prison when I was 17 due to the relationship.
All right.
Yeah, that's all.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask you to circumcise.
I ask for you to circumcise.
That relationship from my life.
That relationship from my life.
And deliver me.
And deliver me.
From every demon.
From every demon.
That came as a result of that relationship.
That came as a result of that relationship.
What was that person's first name?
Zephaniah.
What was it?
Zephaniah.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, all the devils that came in through Zephaniah and that relationship, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to come up and out of her right now in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Drop those things out. Drop that whole relationship. With burning fire, Father, burning fire. Inordinate affection, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. fantasy, lust, and dreams come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil and wickedness, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebellion and rejection, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her now. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her. Come out of her life. Come out of her thoughts. Come out of her memories. Come out of her emotions in Jesus' name. Hey, come out of your soul. Ruka de Rebrica, bruised and wounded emotions come up and out in the name of Jesus. Ruka de Rebrica, Ledioso de Rebrica, Ledioso de Rebrica, Rika de Rebrica, Hasa. We take back that ground from the enemy in her life in Jesus' name. Rusa de Rebrica. And we turn those devils over to the Lord Jesus to judge. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and cough. Make yourself microscopic now and come out of her in Jesus' name. Every serpent that was in the belly, we cut off your head with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Every serpent in her life, come out in Jesus' name. Every serpent in her life, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every cancer spirit, every sin of cancer, you're bound in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Every spirit of cancer, every trauma, that opened up the way for demonic infestation, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ, and the infestation comes out with you in Jesus' name. Into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for them. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her pores. Come out of her mouth. Come out of her ears. Come out of her nose. Come out of her eyes. Come out of her pride. Every demon in her province, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every demon in her province, come out now. Come out now. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Cough that thing out. Cough that out. Keep listening. Cough. Cough from your gut. Cough from your gut. Cough that out. Every burning in the foot of that holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, in the private, in Jesus' name. We bind things that she's ashamed of, things she's ashamed to confess. We bind the guilt. We bind the remorse. We bind the condemnation. We bind the shame. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come out of it. Deep breath and talk that out. All the rejection. Come up and out. Rika said, because of what happened, all the rejection. All the rejection and all the rebellion, come up and out, bound in Jesus' name. Defiance of the word of God, come up and out in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her, you can't stay. It's a schizophrenia, you're bound in the name of Jesus. We lay the battle axe of the Lord to your very root, and we uproot you in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her now. Deep breath and talk. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. All of those devils running loose in the mind, you undisciplined spirits, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to take the place where every demon was. The blood to go there. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. Now, dear, you still have other spirits, and they're going to be leaving you for some time, and you're going to need some more prayer. I advise you to do the following. Listen to me closely. I advise you to play the King James Version of the Bible around you the entire time you're sleeping. I advise you to play it as much as you can while you are awake. I advise you to do some fasting as led by the Holy Spirit and get into the Word. I advise you to bind the spirits that come to torment you at night before you go to sleep. Amen.
Amen.
And to come back up and pray just like you did tonight so the Lord can allow you to get some more deliverance. He said, this is enough for tonight. Amen. You're going to be getting deliverance for a while now. If you find yourself burping or passing gas, you're getting deliverance. You might even need to go to the restroom to relieve yourself as soon as we end this call. Amen.
Amen.
That was a lot. There's a lot that left you, but there's a lot that's going to leave you, and you need to be seeking the Lord. Do not let people put their hands on you. Do not let people pray over you. The Lord is doing work. Let him do it. Amen. And don't spend excess time chit-chatting and gossiping and talking with people. This is a time to be centered on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Water spirits have to be fought over a period of time. You will notice some relief, but then you're still going to have to bind those spirits continually. Amen?
Amen.
Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to fill you and come in with the holy fire and burn those spirits out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and then release your prayer language in Jesus' name.
I call speak in tongues.
Take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
English? Or I haven't received the Holy Spirit.
All right. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
The Bible says.
The Bible says.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit.
Is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit.
And on the day of Pentecost.
And on the day of Pentecost.
He baptized all of the disciples.
He baptized all of the disciples.
With the Holy Spirit and holy fire.
With the Holy Spirit and holy fire.
And they began to speak with other tongues.
And they began to speak with other tongues.
And I ask for you to do that for me.
And I ask for you to do that for me.
I ask you to give me a spirit of utterance.
I ask for you to give me a spirit of utterance.
So that I may speak in a godly tongue.
So that I may speak in a godly tongue.
I surrender myself to you.
I surrender myself to you.
I turn my vocal cords over to you.
I turn my vocal cords over to you.
And I relax and I receive the blessing of this gift that you have for me.
I relax and I receive the blessing of this gift that you have for me.
Now take a deep breath and let whatever comes out of your mouth just come on out. You don't have to understand it. You don't need your brain involved. You just need to trust the Lord. Take a deep breath and open your mouth and let out whatever comes out. Receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. You have to use your vocal cords, dear. Just take a deep breath and let whatever's in you come up and out. It comes out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. It doesn't come through your head. It's not something you learn. The Holy Spirit is praying through your spirit. Now just take a deep breath and relax. It's not hard.
Okay.
Open your mouth and whatever comes out, let it come out.
Sorry, I can't speak in tongues.
You're trying too hard, dear. What I want you to do is go and read the book of Acts and read chapters 1 and 2. All right?
Okay. All right.
And then you'll be a little more comfortable. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you cover her in the blood. Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister her in Jesus' name. And call us back, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
We love
you.
God bless
you.
You. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Erugo rakisa terabrishiti. Arco rocotora radio sotera de otrabriki. Erala radio sonera bricate radio sotrabri. Rike si de rabrosa radio sotera. Rikete. Okay, Robert, take a deep breath and open your mouth and just let out whatever's in there. You don't need your brain to get involved. Just tell your brain to butt out in Jesus' name. Just relax and open your mouth and begin to praise the Lord. It comes. The Holy Spirit will touch you, and your prayer, it'll come right up. It's not something you work up, and it's not something you learn. Amen? Amen. Amen. You just felt the Holy Spirit rush in. Well, now let him take over. Amen? Praise the Lord. You don't control it, okay? You don't engineer it. You just relax and receive. That's all you do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall's going to come in just a second. And we're going to pray about some things that the Lord wants us to pray about tonight as soon as I can get back to where that is. Amen. Brother Bill, I think I'm going to need you to help me out here. I can't seem to find what I'm looking for. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ah, found it. We're going to pray about Senator Lindsey Graham because he tested positive for COVID-19 after having been vaccinated. We're lifting to the Lord prayers for his health and well-being of his family. We're praying about human trafficking in Florida and the border state, about detection, uncovering of rings, prosecution to the fullest extent of the law, and the safety for the victims. We are praying about binding dishonest methods of making money, especially in the health and education fields. And we're praying about the record-breaking numbers of COVID-19 Delta cases in Florida. It's not by accident that this is happening, seeing as our governor is standing against many things that the liberals seem to want. We are praying against, not against necessarily, but about the 2,702-page infrastructure bill, which is in Congress now, when we're binding the sneaky, stealth behavior of the enemy, trying to put things in without people knowing that it's really there and what it really means. Can you imagine somebody's going to have to read 2,702 pages and know what's in it? And we're praying about this comment from Frances Collins of the National Institutes of Health. And what she, this person said was businesses should require vaccine credentials from customers. Now, we know that's not the Lord. Amen. That is just not the Lord. But we're not going to allow those words to just randomly run all over the world. We have something to say about it, amen, before the Lord. And as soon as I find Brother Marshall again, I thought I had him a minute ago. I don't know what, Brother Marshall, what did you run off to? As soon as I find him again, wherever he disappeared to, I see. There. We can get started on what the Lord wants us to pray about. Amen. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Barely. You sound like you're in another room.
Okay. You went on a different phone.
Okay.
Just a second. I'll switch the headset. I was back on the landline at home, but I'll switch over to the cell phone in a second. Oh. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I hear you wonderfully.
Okay. That's a miracle. The Lord does miracles, all kinds of miracles. Praise the Lord. You really do. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. And when I was on travels with some family members, I did bind the spirits of accident, and the Lord preserved us, and I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you for faithfulness to all of your children. I thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness to your only begotten Son, Father. Thank you for your extravagant, extravagant gifts, the gift of your only begotten Son. Thank you, Father, for setting him forth, putting him on that tree, setting him forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. We know that's your will because he had to shed the blood of God to redeem us back from this fallen world, and we thank you for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory as we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace for the big brother Jesus. Concerning all these things Sabrina just listed, and we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. Sometimes we know you answer even before we finished asking, but you told us to ask. You said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So, Father, we pray for all those and their needs, Father God, in Jesus' name, including Lindsey Graham, Father. And I don't know, we know from your word, Father, that our enemy is not a human being. Our enemies are spirit beings. You made that abundantly clear. You said in Ephesians chapter 6, that we don't war against flesh and blood. We don't war against people. We war against spirits. And as I was reminded, as I was reading your word in Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, it says, and whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, and they mingle themselves with the seed of men, and they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So, Father, we know that they have a whole different worldview than Christians do. They don't understand about loving your neighbors themselves. In fact, they think they're superior beings. They think they're like little gods. And all the other people that look like humans, they think they're like cattle or whatever. They just think they're just something to be disposed of as of whatever they see fit, useless eaters. And Father God, many in authority in this current day and age may think like that, and I don't know, and it's just the demons in them. So we bind every one of those demons, Father God, and you told us in your word, and I don't know about Lindsey Graham, because I don't even know my own heart perfectly, but you certainly do, and you know Lindsey Graham's heart, Father. I'm not here to judge my brother, Father God, but you told us in your word, in Luke 6, 27, but Jesus says unto us, but I say unto you, which hear, and we're listening to you, Lord, love your enemies and do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. And I don't know about Lindsey Graham, Father God. I've heard several of the people in the upper crusty levels of government took a pretend vaccine because they know what's in the real vaccine and they didn't want that. Maybe he doesn't know what's in the real vaccine. Maybe he's just an innocent victim, Father God. I have no idea. Maybe he doesn't really know what the agenda is, Father God, in Jesus' name. I'm just still learning, Father God. I thank you for the people that have been bold enough to stand up and tell us what's actually in those vaccines, so-called vaccines. They're not even vaccines, Father. But, Father, we do pray for him, Father God, that you'll help him to recover. And we ask you, Father God, to control the narrative. The heavens do rule. And because it isn't really the COVID-19, it isn't even really necessarily the vaccine. It's the spirits of fear. And you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And we ask, Father God, that you deliver Lindsey Graham from every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name and save his soul. In fact, we know that that's what you want because you sent your Son to be the Savior of the world. And God, our Savior, will have all men to be saved, to be sozo, to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You want all men to be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole and come to the knowledge of the truth. And if somebody's taken one of these real vaccines, I've heard various people say it may not be a wise move in the natural and especially in the spiritual, because if Jesus' name is Savior, and that's what Jesus means, and if some people think they're having a different God, they're going to bow down and take a needle, and I'm not saying all vaccines. I haven't had lots of vaccines. I'm a registered nurse. I had all kinds of vaccines, and at that time I thought they were beneficial. And I found that even from my own practical experience, that those are real vaccines. They went through the normal testing, not an experimental rush-through vaccine that's not been approved, Father. Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada. We ask you to have mercy on Lindsey Graham and all those people, and especially the family members of every believer that have taken the vaccine, Father God, because they thought they were doing the right thing. And we bind up everyone those mind blindness, especially the spirit of ungodly fear and the mind control and the mind-controlling spirits in Jesus' name, because the enemy comes to blind those and to deceive those from knowing the truth, Father. We bind you, Satan, every one of your undies, we cancel your summit, not just to Lindsey Graham, but all those we've interceded for, all the family members, every believer, all the children, everyone we've interceded for, ask you to deliver us all, Father, in Jesus' name. And we do pray, for Father God, for those in authority, that you'll deliver them from whatever spirits that are motivating them, that are not lining up with your perfect will, not just in the government, but in the corporations, Father God, in the schools, in the universities, in every situation, Father God, in the workplaces, Father, in Jesus' name, including those heads of corporations, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to deliver us all from every ungodly spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. Because you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. And Jesus says in John 16, starting at verse 22, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. And that day, the day we see Jesus when he's gone back to be with the Father, and that day you'll ask me nothing. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Father, deliver all those, Father God, kind of said, what it gets then, what it gets, especially those that are their children, and all those that have been and the young ladies, and all the women, and all the young boys, and all those people who have been involved with the human trafficking, Father God, and all the ungodly things that are being done, Father God, not just in Florida, but all the border states, Father God, and for that matter, all across the nation, and not just this nation, and this is global, Father. I ask you to deliver all the people from those nasty, nasty spirits, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, Lord. In Jesus' name. And we know, Father, you said in your word in Matthew 18:14, Jesus says, even so, it's not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. You don't want any of the children to perish, Father God, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Because we ask you to deliver all the children, Father God. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You said, you want somebody to stand in the gap, Father God. And with our big brother Jesus, we come before your throne of grace in times of need. We stand in the gap, Father God, for all those involved with the human trafficking in Florida and the border states. We ask you to bring it to light, Father God. Uncover what the enemies tried to do, Father God, in Jesus' name. You said in your word, Jesus says, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. We ask you to bring to light in your perfect way, in your perfect time, and if you could please hasten your work to perform it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bring to light all those involved with the nasty, dastardly things that they're doing against the children, including all those involved with the human trafficking, Father God, and bring it if you can find some, maybe you can still find some judges that are actually standing for the U.S. Constitution, the way it was originally written, Father God, in Jesus' name, to bring to pass prosecution and full extent of the law. We ask full intervention and adjudication, because we know actually the government's on Jesus' shoulder. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We ask that you deal with that, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, because we know we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Hopefully, as believers, just to receive rewards, maybe a little reprimand. You could have remembered to do this. I told you about it 3 times. Help me, Lord. Help us all to hear and do what you want and know how you want us to do the things you want us to do. But, Father, as we've repented and renounced all sins, we ask you to have mercy on the children especially and deal with the people that are involved in the human trafficking, which I understand is more lucrative than drugs, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to save the souls of those that are involved with these dastardly, ungodly things, Father God. If you don't judge this nation, Father God, if the people of this nation don't repent, Father God, you have some apologizing to do to Sodom and Gomorrah. So, Father, help the people of this nation. We do repent, renounce for all of our forefathers and to whatever extent any of us or our families or any of us have been involved with anything that's not in agreement with your perfect will, for being involved with spirits of idolatry and worship of money or any other thing, and forgive us and deliver us all, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to deliver all those who have been involved with ungodly means of making money, especially concerning health and education fields, in Jesus' name. Many people have taken money from people because somebody at the federal level said, oh, you have to do this, or else, we're not going to give you the money for your schools. And some of them are doing it that are trying to push the global agenda of the that was said about that, the New World Order, and some people are maybe standing for the truth, like the governor in Florida, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the governor in Florida and those that are actually willing to stand for the truth. We ask you to protect and deliver all those standing for the truth, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, you told us in your word in Ephesians 5:5, for this you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater shall have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. We bind up everyone of those ungodly spirits of dishonest money-making, covetousness, and idolatry, and we cancel our summons. Some people actually worship money, even though it's lost something ridiculous amount, like 90% of its value since whatever it was, 1970-something. It's lost almost all of its value, and yet people are still running after it. People are even taking other people's lives, incredibly. And people are being willing to sell their souls to the devil, as it were. Because, Father, you warned us in your word. You warned us several times, Father God, in your word. You said the love of money is the root of all evil. I think it's in 1 Timothy 6, somewhere around there. So, Father, we bind up every one of these spirits, the love of money, God, us ever got rebellion, God, us ever hard-heartedness, God, us ever put that up, and that spirit, like I was reading about, they mingle themselves with men, but they don't seem like men. They bind up every one of those demons, whatever they're called, of hard-heartedness, and hatred of human beings in Jesus' name. They want to just get money and feel satisfy their natural pleasures. Every demon is continually bound. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. From our position, seated in heavenly places, according to Proverbs. In the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, thank you for raising us up together with Christ Jesus by your grace, Lord. If we die with him, we shall also live with him. From our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command to be known for the flow of power communication from the demons down there in the second heavens, the first heavens, and the bush to all those involved with all these ungodly human trafficking and dishonest gain, particularly involved in health and education fields in Jesus' name. And all the could have spirits of confusion and all the spirits trying to stir up fear like they tried to do at the beginning of the so-called COVID pandemic in Jesus' name. And we know they're doing all the same business. And Father, I've heard from many sources, Father God, that all these record-breaking numbers of so-called COVID-19 Delta variant in Florida are just that. They are actually just created by those who are trying to ramp up the fear. Because they're not actually quoting the number of deaths. I heard that Jacksonville has the highest population of any city in Florida, and there's not been one single death there from COVID in over 4 months. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard. But they're not talking about deaths. They're talking about cases. And where do they get cases from? Oh, they get them from that funny test. The funny test which they found out is not that accurate. Even the false Fauci has actually pointed out in the past that, well, if you ramp up the cycles to like 35 or 40, you know, you're just detecting little particles of anything anybody's been exposed to any time in their life. It doesn't mean they have any active case. In fact, the test that they came out with was not even designed to test for this, but that's what they're using, and that's what they're trying to do to stir up the fear. Because the people at CNN, they admitted, they just pumped out the numbers. They put the numbers on the screen. There's no more people died. And all these people, they had it going by because they said it just really helped their ratings because people love to be glued to the boob tube. And they say, oh. So we bind every one of those spirits of ungodly fear because you've not given us the spirit of fear, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, like it says in Romans 8:15. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We ask you to deliver all the people, not just in Florida, but all across the United States and every other nation, for that matter, from every one of these spirits of whatever it's called, Lord, ungodly mind control, from people just telling lies, people looking at people and saying, well, certainly Fauci, he's not going to tell a lie, even though he's repeatedly said this and then that. Biden's not the only one who's flip-flopped. Yes, you have to wear a mask. No, you don't have to wear a mask. Oh, now you need two masks. Well, they don't do any good. Where's the science, Father God? Even I thank you, Father God, for the senator from Kentucky pointing out he wants to see the science where a mask actually do any good. Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for some of these doctors that are willing to put their reputation, their life on the line, quite literally. I ask you to protect them, deliver them, Father God, in Jesus' name, including this doctor from Texas who actually treats COVID patients. He's not just the talking head on these TV shows. He actually sees real patients, and he actually teaches in a medical school, and he actually is a cardiologist and an internist, and he's very knowledgeable, and he actually believes in vaccines. And that's okay up to a point. If they're real vaccines, then they actually do prove something. But, Father God, we ask you to bring to light what's really going on in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. And also concerning infrastructure bill, I'm only with a small percent, maybe 10%, has anything to do with infrastructure the way it's been originally written. Father God, we ask for you to uncover the stealth of the enemy, as we've already quoted the scripture from Matthew 10:26. Help you uncover what's really going on in Jesus' name. We thank you for doing so, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to uncover what's really behind Francis Cohen's statement about business.
Those people that are doing things that are
grossly offensive to you, Father, in Jesus' name, including offending the little children, Father God, including those that are acting in this country pretending to be medical people, that are doing anything not much different than a witch doctor's mask. Amen and amen, because of the blood of God in Jesus' mighty name.